from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, been a fun day on the drive. Clint should be back on Monday. We should all be back together on Monday, and hopefully back where everybody has power. Everybody has power. When I say everybody, I mean Harris County, Montgomery County, Chambers County, Fort Bend County,
Brazos County.
Brazos County, whatever county. Every one of them.
Did you get Chambers in there?
I got Chambers
okay,
in there.
Good.
All of them. Every last one of them. Every single county, all of you, no one left behind. Everybody, in fact, everybody in the world that has lost power by Monday, that should cover it all. Everyone in the world who has lost power, I hope you have.
That's all encompassing right there.
Yep. Can't get me on that one. If you all listening are wondering, what's he talking about? Early in this week when I just phrased it as Houston, meaning all of Houston, someone did not like the fact that we had left out other counties.
What did he say? You keep saying Harris County. What about everybody else?
Never said Harris County. I just said Houston. Someone said, just Houston. F the outlier.
I just saw that.
I think that guy from Montgomery County, does he count as an outlier? So, all of you, hopefully everybody has power when we get back here on Monday. I'll just rip the Band-Aid off, guys. Tyler doesn't have a best of the week.
You really did just rip the
Band-Aid. Yeah, I'm going to rip it off. Yep.
I think of all times this has happened, I have a good excuse, though.
I just want to let you all know, Tyler did get power last night and internet. So, it's a pretty good night outside of his betting. But Tyler was not able to get it together, and many of you were really anticipating it.
You're not even lying this time.
No, we had tweets. I'd never lie, cheat or steal. But if you must lie in the arms of the one you love. You must cheat death. You must steal those hours. Anyway, but that's a toast for you guys out there, folks.
Yes.
Steal that one. Shout out to Hitch. But no, I, you know, many people text in. This is going to be a great best of the week, and Tyler doesn't have it this week. So,
can I have it though? Because you're right that it would have been. This week has been amazing. Like, we had some really good stuff, a lot of laughs. So I don't want to miss out on possibly the greatest best of the week ever. So can I have it for you on Monday when Clint returns? Because I think it will be really, really good. And I do feel bad, but it's been a hell of a week, man, and I ran out of time. I just ran out of time.
Yeah.
Like, right. Normally, I could have probably gotten it together as we started the show today, you know, back here in my producer booth, but me and you rolling together, which has been a hell of a lot of fun, wasn't really possible.
Listen, all right, man, you know, hey, bad things happen. It's been a tough week.
I feel bad.
Hey, don't
I'm
tell
sorry.
Me. Hey, don't. Hey, listen.
I know you like it.
It's fine. You didn't. You disappointed the listeners. But listen.
I can tell I disappointed you, and that hurts too. I'm sorry, everyone. It's been a crazy week, man.
Next line says, "Ron, tell T. Mill to just play Captain Joe quotes for the best of the week."
That and Cully. I want to. Can I bring it Monday? Can we have a quick reflection on the previous week Monday?
Yeah. Listen, man, go ahead, man.
You're good with that?
It should be that good. So I am disappointed in that, but yeah, it should be that good. So Monday.
Coming deep.
Sure, let's do it. Yep. That's fine.
Oh, don't give me the freaking Jake Myers.
By the way, I can't. it's Jake. I can't wait to see this when we get done. Apparently, the greatest receiver in all time has lost his mind. Jerry Rice is head up and about to fight somebody at a golf course.
What?
I just came across. Jerry Rice lost it on two reporters on a golf course at the American Century Championship in Lake Tahoe yesterday. The reporters asked whether the Chiefs receiving corps was good enough to win the Super Bowl. 61-year-old Rice got into the man's face and said, "I will F you up."
Oh, my.
A man with Jerry Rice then intervened. Jerry then tells, "If you want some, come get some." He goes, "The Rock." Before, well, I'm not making this up. I see the video. I just retweeted it. TMZ has got it, so you know it's real. Again, I want to go. He went Dwayne The Rock Johnson, mid-90s, or mid to late 90s. "If you want some, come get some," before walking away. We talked to Jerry. He says the guys had smirks on their faces and were trolling him. Bottom line, Jerry, who is definitely not apologizing, "I'm going to defend the San Francisco 49ers.
Damn, that love runs deep. Damn, Jerry. He was ready to be on them like white on rice.
"I will F you up." He is face to face with this fella. I got you. Face to face. I'll roll through it. Dude. If you, seriously, what? Hey, Jerry Rice, Jerry, I'm a little disappointed.
You say 61?
Yes. But like, hey man, that's your, I'm serious line, Tyler. "If you want some, come get some." Like, that's your.
that trash talk needs some work, brother.
"You like want some? Come get some."
Like, I get the "I will F you up." Cool.
Sure.
But like, I'm telling you, I told you about the guy, Greg Johnson, who wouldn't lie to my mom and got my ass kicked that one time, left his bike. One time we played basketball. I was doing my Dylan Brooks thing to him. Just annoying the hell out of him.
Hand checking him and stuff.
Oh yeah, fouling him hard and then calling him soft when he called fouls that were clear fouls. Like, you just can't slap a guy in the arm in the middle of a jump shot. But I would. "Oh, you soft. Oh, just get to him." And I remember he got so mad that he took his foot and drew a line and told me to step up to the plate.
Oh, no.
Hey.
That's the same ballpark what Jerry just did for sure.
We all fell out laughing at him. And we were playing.
Step up to the plate, big boy.
He drew it. He drew the line. Step up to the plate.
This is lame.
This is the soccer tetherball side of him that came out. But he was hot, man. Greg was hot. He took his ball. We all fell out laughing on the ground.
Hell yeah.
He took his ball and went in and told us we could play out. It was on his. He was the only one at the basketball goal.
That's lame.
But like you got to get to a point, man, where you're pissed off. It is like, hey, man, hey, come on, put up your dukes, do whatever it is. Yeah. Jerry's is, "If you want some, come get some."
Come and get some.
What?
Gosh,
that is,
dude.
Because you don't know what it is. You don't know what your fight line is. Like, you don't know what it is that you said. Because you got
until it happens.
Until it happens. God, I hope I'm not a, if you want some, come get some. I hope I'm not a step up to the plate.
Yeah, because that's just starting you off in the bad, in a wrong direction. You're about to have a conflict, and you are just starting off in a horrendous place.
I feel like Jerry is an avid wrestling watcher, and I'm wondering if I will just throw out catchphrases.
About to open up a can of whoop ass.
Like, yeah, when I say that, hey, I will F you up. Hey, anybody around here, if you want me to whoop this guy's ass, give me a hell yeah. Like, I don't know if I walk up to the dude and say, hey,
give me a hell yeah.
I'll tell you this right now. I'm the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. You don't know what it is. He apparently turns rot.
What?
Yeah, would you, I don't know. Do I come out? Will I say,
what?
You can't see me. If will I do that, you can't. Will I turn into Cena? What? Like,
what? Is your,
if you smell, la, 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 la. What? Like, Ron.
If he did this, if he did the Rock thing where he tells you to come get some, God, I'm afraid. Patrick Creighton, who's coming up behind us, by the way, Texans All Access behind us, Patrick Creighton, Area 45 behind us. I'm afraid Patrick Creighton, when he gets good mad, his is, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when these 24-inch pythons come running? Like, he gets really pissed.
What if they someone didn't said, say anything someone, and he did the Undertaker someone, thumb?
He said, rest. Somebody said, real guys don't say ish. They just hit you. I hope so, but sometimes, I think Jerry's real. But something got Jerry to just say, if you want some. A lot of people talk. If you want some, come get some. Something got Jerry.
And if you ain't down with that, man.
We got two words. If he said that, if somebody got good fish, we got two words for it. I can't believe that. Jerry Rice had told that man, if you want some, come get some. I'm the game, damn it.
Woo!
Oh, my God. See, somebody has watched it. They said it came out like three separate times, not just one. He kept repeating it. If you want some, come get some.
So he was just froze up.
So that is clearly his default is The Rock.
His synapses were just firing at a rate to where that's all he had.
I'm scared, man. I'm scared what my default is.
You're right, though. You don't know until you get to that moment.
You don't know until you get good and pissed off.
Wow.
Ooh, yeah.
That was good. That was a damn good Macho Man.
Ooh, yeah. Bonesaw. Someone texted. Somebody just turned into Razor Remote. It's got a bit, and someone carries toothpicks all the time to just drill somebody with it.
Starts working props in.
God, dog, I didn't even know I had toothpicks. But when I get pissed, I turned into Scott Hall. And
all of a sudden, there was one just very gently laying from my lips.
Oh, my God, man. That boy just, oh, my God, he went into The Rock.
I can't wait to watch the video after this.
Because he's face up on the guy. Jerry's got to be spitting in his face. You could tell he is going, he's got to be spitting in his face.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's great.
Oh. That's good, man. God, he says catchphrase. somebody texted, he said, to be the man. Whoa! You got
the wheeling, dealing.
Yeah. Dang, man, this guy's crazy. Son of a gun. Taking bumps on the ground himself. God. Wow,
that
Jerry,
is a damn
man.
Good way to end a Friday right
damn,
there.
Damn, you just took that. Jerry, I mean, God, I'm literally I am going to watch that as soon as it is.
Hey, you know what's cool now? That conversation that was fun as hell, that can be in the best of the week now on Monday.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can add this stuff.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.